Some members of the transgender community in Kansas are receiving letters in the mail saying their driver's licenses are now invalid. The bathroom bill law, which went into effect on Thursday, does not include a grace period for updating government documents. About 1,700 driver's licenses need to be changed. That means transgender Kansans could be cited for driving without one. Local LGBTQ plus activist Jay Moyer says this is impacting a community that is already marginalized.
So many hypothetical situations about, like, what if I get pulled over on my way to the DMV? What if I'm, you know, studying abroad and all of a sudden, or like studying in a different city, or like on vacation in a different city, and my license doesn't scan because it's been invalidated and I didn't even know about that.
Democratic Governor Laura Kelly vetoed the bill earlier this month, but state Republicans then voted to override that veto last week.